Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19. The variants have names, Alpha, Delta, and Omicron. But now I learn, thanks to Dr. Henry Miller, a physician of the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org is where to follow Henry's reporting. Now I learn that Omicron has varieties, variants that require numbers. I thought I was doing well to know BA1, BA2, and then new variants from, I believe, the research in South Africa, BA4 and BA5. However, beyond that, a new article that Henry brings to my attention, there are variants known as BA2.12.2 or BA.4/BA.5 variants. In other words, like I picture the very famous cartoon that Walt Disney did once of the Sorcerer's Apprentice, when Mickey Mouse thinks that he can do the same tricks with the broom that the sorcerer did after the sorcerer leaves one day, and pretty soon the broom is dividing into so many characters that Mickey is overwhelmed that it requires the sorcerer to come back and make it one broom again. Henry, a very good evening to you. I tell that story because I'm lost in all of these variants, and if I understand correctly, what we're looking at is new information. These variants are flowing over us. BA2, in some fashion, is said to be 40 to 50% of the cases in the U.S. But there's no indication from this reporting that this is the end of it. Do I read that correctly, Dr. Miller? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You read that absolutely correctly. And we need to remember the nature of Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest. And these viruses are continuing to evolve, mainly by being more transmissible and by being resistant to the immunity that's been conferred by either vaccination or previous infection with the predecessors of the newly emerging viruses. So we've seen progressively increasing transmissibility from the original Wuhan strain through Alpha, Delta, and now Omicron, and the subvariants of Omicron. They're becoming much, much more transmissible and resistant to the immunity conferred by previous infection or vaccination. And that's very, very worrisome, because with every infection, every single infection, you get replication of the virus, you get new mutants, you get the possibility of long COVID, and the misery that that confers and the stress on our health system, and also the possibility of yet additional mutants down the road. So we have a perfect storm in this pandemic currently.
There is a quote here from an epidemiologist. Oh, based on its immunological profile, it should be called SARS-3. So all of these variants, the Omicron BA2, BA1, BA4, BA2.12.1, they are a family? How to think of them, Henry? Are they a new infection? Are they derived from the original infection? And what does that mean about our vaccines? Are we ready for them?
Well, we're not ready for them. They're derived from the original Omicron. And, you know, we've departed enough with some of these, like BA.4, BA.5, the others you mentioned, BA.2.12.1. We've diverged sufficiently that I'm surprised that none of them has been designated with a new Greek letter, theta or omega or whatever. They're quite different, and that therein lies the threat. The important thing is this state that we're in, and the impending danger is not being taken very seriously either by policymakers in the Biden administration or by Congress, which has not appropriated the needed funds for assuring we have enough personal protective equipment, vaccines, and new vaccines, which is what we need, unfortunately. The administration is downplaying the severity of this. CDC is effectively fudging its data and making the current number of cases look less severe than they really are. I think there's little doubt that the masking mandate for airplanes and other public transportation was lifted prematurely. And yet there's very little sense of urgency from either Congress or the administration.
Is there indication these new Omicrons with all these numbers is more transmissible or more infectious? Do we have any evidence of that?
We do. There are data that show that if you look at county by county through the U.S., 68% of U.S. counties are in the very high or significant transmissibility level. And that contrasts, interestingly, with the way that CDC is reporting the current state. They're reporting confirmed cases, and they come up with only a 2% incidence of high number of cases, county by county throughout the country. Now, part of the reason for that is that the number of confirmed cases is much, much lower than the real number because so many people are performing at-home testing and don't report positive tests to authorities. So we're seeing confirmed cases of about 90,000-plus cases per day in the U.S., whereas the real number is thought to be over 500,000 a day and increasing.
The anecdotes I hear, Henry, people go on an airplane or go to a luncheon and they get a cold, they test, and it's COVID. And 5 or 6 or 7 days later, they test negative and they go back out in the world. Okay, that's a happy ending for people who are vaccinated, who are multiply vaccinated. What about the unvaccinated, Henry? Is there any indication that these variants that could be called SARS-3 are different? Do they behave differently than the earlier variants?
Well, the difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated is shrinking because, as we discussed, the new variants, subvariants, are overcoming the resistance conferred by vaccination or previous infection. So there still is some difference. You still should be vaccinated and boosted, but the difference is shrinking. As I intimated, we do need more vaccines that are specific to the new subvariants. But at the rate that the new variants are emerging, that's very difficult to do. Just next month, in June, FDA experts, external experts, will be meeting to determine exactly what specificity will be needed in new vaccines that they hope will be produced by manufacturers by the fall, because we're expecting a big fall surge as well, and we would like to have vaccines specific to that, but we're always playing catch-up is the problem, and you can't produce brand new vaccines in large amounts on a dime.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org, is where to follow his reporting. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.